A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Don't Blame Me. You know what you can't do here?
Blame either one of us.
No, it is in the rules. It's in the terms and conditions you signed. If you don't remember signing it, that is not my problem.
When you clicked on this to play it, you consented.
Yes, you did. And if you're brand new here, my name is Megan.
My name's Melissa.
And together, we make up M&M. You can take that either way you want. Candy or the wrapper. Or
just me on my own.
Facts. So this podcast is where we give wonderful, amazing, life-changing advice. And we do that in multiple ways. You leave voicemails. You leave voice memos. You write us a DM or you send us an email. And we, two gorgeous intellectuals, brainiacs, some might say, we fix your life in one fell swoop. And if we don't, again, it's in the title. You can't blame us. How many episodes do you think are we at this point, do you think?
250, yeah. Maybe. There were times where we would take like a month off,
mm-hmm.
and we don't really do that anymore. So no. Closer to 300, I would think.
Yeah, we've done like, we've had like a little more intermittent accidental breaks.
Yeah.
Like when I ate the Dawn Power Wash.
Yeah, or I just got sick and then you got sick.
Uh-huh.
And
it's a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
One of us, it's never going to be only one of us getting sick. Actually, if I get sick, you don't necessarily get sick. But if you get sick, I'm getting sick.
But we're never, like, I'm not getting you sick, though.
No.
That's the thing, because it's like weeks after.
Yeah, but it just
like
happens.
I'm on the mends, and then you get sick.
I'm also afraid I'm going to get sick again because I was hanging with my nephew, who obviously is sick all the time. And I said that in the car on the way home. I was like, I'm really afraid I'm going to get sick. And Mons goes, me too. And I was like, oh, okay, so I'm definitely going to get sick. Because usually he goes, no, you're not going to get sick. You're fine. He's like, no, I'm really worried you're going to get sick again too. I'm like, fucking hell. But maybe I'll get on top of it. Take that Claritin, would you say, that I have to take? The D.
Claritin D.
I need that. I need that D. I can't say that too quietly. Mons will wake up from his sleep. I've been
summoned. Everything's just awake and erect.
I am alert. All attention. Everything. 90-degree angle. Whoop. Anyways,
it's so cold in the D.
I've always said that. I can't wait. It's finally gonna get cold, and now that just every time I check the weather, it'll go. Mm-hmm. It's so cold
in the D. How the fuck is we supposed to keep peace? A bop.
If you've never seen it. First of all, you can't hear it without seeing it.
You can't hear it without seeing it. No, yeah.
So check it out and let that be the soundtrack to your winter. Join us.
There is a song that dropped also that I feel like we should bring more nastiness to the holidays. And I don't know if you're familiar with Noah Davis, the singer.
Sounds familiar.
Well, go to Instagram, Noah Davis 50, but I would like to play this holiday song. I know what you're talking about. He's dropping.
I know what you're talking about. I know. I'm so sorry. This is someone so different than I thought it was. Get back to the North Pole with you. Me, bottle of Patron, a little camouflage so we can film it. Feels right, so how could this be wrong? No one has to know the way I'm feeling. Thank you for Christmas. Okay, we've officially evolved past the need of Chris Brown. Because Chris Brown was making fucking let me fuck you on Christmas music without saying it. And we haven't needed Chris Brown in a long time. Mm-hmm. But this is officially, there's no more complaints of saying, well, how am I supposed to have that? Where's my horny Christmas music? Here it is. Here it is.
The aesthetics of them just sprawled out in front of a beautiful white Christmas tree. Incredible.
I'm obsessed. Also, the outfits.
Yeah.
The glam.
Mm-hmm. If you want just some nasty music, that's all the music that they make. So have fun. I just accidentally stumbled upon because Black TikTok had stumbled upon one that they sung about titties and another one about dick. And we're talking about how it's legit a bop. And then I started following them and I was like, This is the music that I've been waiting for.
I fully thought that this was going to be that song. I don't even know what I will not even open it, but that went viral recently too. And it's like the profile of I don't know how old he is, but a young black guy singing into them. And it's like a drop down mic. And everybody was like, I can't with this song. And so I was like, I'm not even clicking it if all of Twitter is talking about it. And I thought that's who this was going to be. Imagine my surprise when I see a white boy pop up, face beat. And I'm like,
right.
Okay. Yeah, I want to fuck you for Christmas. I'm fucking, this is amazing. Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you actually so much for that. I'm going to put it on and Mats is going to be like, actually, he probably won't even fucking notice. He will just be like, that's a great song. I like the beat.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
He's really fucking good.
I want to fuck you for Christmas.
And don't they all? Ho, 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 ho. Well, we're going to give you some advice. And if you want to call in, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. International listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. You can also write out what you want to say and send it to the same email address, or you can do that to our DMs. For the written versions, let us know all the information, but keep it under 300 words. Please let us know how old you are. You can let us know your pronouns if you would like, but you do not have to. And then for the call version, you have 3 minutes to tell us everything. Not about you, about the situation, what you need advice on, the problem, the predicament that you are facing. Also, please let us know your age. You can let us know your pronouns. Again, if you would like, you do not have to. But tell us the story. Tell, paint the scene. Tell us picture. Really give us a sense of it, because otherwise we have to fill in the blanks. So if it's about a relationship, how long have you been together? If it's like, oh, my friends hate my partner, like let us know what their qualms are. Like really try and get into the specifics that if you are listening to the podcast, that you would need to form your own opinions, because that's how we can give you the best advice. And we also ask if you're sensitive, you can let us know. We will take that into account. And yeah, if you want to watch the video version of the podcast, if you're like me, who you're like, I love a podcast, but I love a fucking video version, check out our Patreon. Very affordable. And not only can you watch a video version of this podcast, you can watch a video version of our other podcast, But Am I Wrong? And this week, it's a But Am I Watching?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and we're watching the Barbie movie. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
It's fucking good. And you can also support the show just in general on Patreon if you would like. And we also do live streams twice a month where we just hang out and it's fun. And yeah, we also have some other shows. What are our other slate of content, Melissa, that they can watch and listen to?
On Tuesdays, we have See You Next Tuesday, where it's just us catching up. This week, we're talking about just a plethora of things, mainly it's revolving funny. Around the Thursday that just happened. And then on Fridays, we have Fisting Fridays, where we read the results of whatever happened in our lives. Not really. From But Am I Wrong? The results from But Am
Vote
I
Vote on our life. This is Squid Games.
And yeah, they're a good time because it's a lot of us just talking.
And if you don't like that yet, it's just because you haven't been listening long enough. Once you keep listening, you're like, I miss these bitches. And then soon you'll be begging for episodes on Wednesday.
Yeah. And the Tuesday and Friday episodes are shorter than our regular. So it can just be a little bite size.
A little quickie.
All right. So shall we get to an update?
Oh, yeah.
It's something that both of us have already took a gander at, but I'm going to share with everyone. It's from the episode with the engagement ring twins. So the person wrote in and said, thank you both so much for airing my call and giving me advice. I'm going to be a good friend and get over it. I get 50-50 advice from coworkers and family. All of my family is like, gross, you. And my coworkers are very much cut them off. However, my fiance doesn't see the big deal and neither do y'all. So we are going to move forward and we're going to move forward with grace and be grateful. Since 2021, we have moved and own a house, congratulations, and have great jobs and money of our own. So seeing them a couple times a month won't be hard. If there's any fun updates to come, I will call them in just for y'all to have them. You are both highly respected in my eye, and I recommend all your shows to clients I have in the salon. I hope it's making a difference in their lives as much as mine. Thank you.
That's so nice.
That's so nice.
We also have now since seen the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And to follow up, I don't think they look that similar.
I don't think they're the same ring. Like it's the same color of gemstone. And I think if this was in a diamond and a silver band, no one would be saying it was the same ring.
Yeah. No, I think it was definitely like the proposer or the proposee. It was distant enough. It wasn't like a direct copy. And so it was like, oh, I'm inspired by this.
Yes.
So therefore, this is like a cool version of it. Mm-hmm. Or not a cool, but like a more different version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we don't know which one is yours or the your friend's. So yeah. We have no judgment either way. So
if you tell us, we each like different ones more.
We have opposite of which one we like better. So 50-50 on that too.
Yeah. So, if you tell us which one is yours, only one of us is going to like yours more. One of us is going to think the other one better.
Yeah. But I think they're different rings.
Yeah. Well, they're different enough that we have we each like different ones more.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Let's take a break and then we'll get into the calls.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. And we're back. It's time to change some fucking lives. Give some advice. Hi, Megan and Melissa. I'm 23, female, and I've never had any kind of romantic interactions in my life, like not even holding a guy's hand and being kissed. I've always been the single friend or the one guys asks if my friend's single. I don't think I'm unattractive, but it seems like I'm just not anyone's type. I'm either the complete opposite of what guys I like would go for, or I end up being just the friend slash acquaintance to them. I don't think I'm unattractive by any means, but it doesn't seem like I'm turning heads either. I often get compliments and told that I'm pretty by women in public, but never men. I work in a smallish town at a decent-sized university, been there for almost 2 years, so there's not much for me to do recreationally without feeling weird about interacting with students as an employee. And the office I work in is fairly small and is full of predominantly middle-aged and older white men. I do, however, have a work crush who's about 10 years older than me.
No.
That makes work fun, and I'm pretty sure he flirts with me. He does, and he shouldn't. But he also may just be being nice slash playful and may not be getting into or already in a relationship. Getting involved with someone at work would be too messy, I know. I've been on apps since college and they're awful. Most of the likes I get are very unattractive to me, of course, or they're kind of attractive but just fetishize me. Most guys' opening line involves them saying like they've never been with a black girl, or calling me gorgeous black queen, or talking about my chocolate skin, face palm emoji. For context, this text part. For context, I am black and fairly tall, 6'2"-ish. I have no problem dating within and outside of my race, by the way. It's just that the black guys I've seen only date white girls, or just don't treat black women with a ton of respect. And sometimes I don't know how to show guys of other races that I'd be interested. I've always seen myself with someone older than me. 10 to 12 years older is my max, but I don't know how to go about that. A part of me would prefer to gain more sexual experience before getting into a relationship, partially so I can live out my hoe phase, but also because I feel like I'd be more prepared. I would love to hear what you guys think and be open to any kind of advice. I'm a Leo, by the way, and a tiny bit sensitive, if that helps. Thank you.
Well, the first thing I would say is, if you're wanting to, what are your reasons for wanting to date somebody 10 to 12 years older? If it's to secure a bag, okay.
But 40 years older then. Reason, but not old enough then.
Yeah. Any other reason? No. You're not coming to the right place for somebody asking to date somebody that much older than them. We don't believe in age gaps in that way. Yeah. So,
well, you're then looking for, like, I'm looking to date an emotionally stunted man. It's like, why?
Yeah. I just, And the coworker, absolutely not. Not just because he's 10 years older than you, which is your type, I guess, but it's messy and no. Mm-hmm. So all that's off the table.
Why is that your type? Therapy, I might suggest. With love.
Oh, but everything else, this does, before you even said that you were in a smallish town, I already knew that's where you were. You didn't have to tell me that. And I would say, open it up. Like, is there a bigger town near that you can go to? Do you have friends that like single friends that you can go to like day trips and see like somebody that's still close enough, but a little outside of your area? And then as far as like letting people know, I want to know where you are specifically in the U.S. But as far as like letting people know that you have no problem dating outside your race and that you'd be interested, I've dated a whole rainbow of people, and I've never just like gone to somebody of another ethnicity and showed interest in a different way than I would of somebody in this with the same ethnicity. Like I just show interest. And I think if you are putting those into compartments of that you need to be different around different people and show your interest in a different way, that may be that you, and I know that you say that you're sensitive, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but you may need to know who you are more before you start dating, because it sounds like that you would change your behavior depending on who you're dating. And maybe you're not ready to date yet.
Do you think it could also be like internalizing some of the fetishization of that to then make it like, how do I mold myself to the version, the idea of what you have of fetishizing Black? Like, how can I be that for you without not consciously knowing that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. I do think it's that.
I will say that 23, you're still really young. Melissa's advice is more practical. Like, my advice is like, you need a new job and you probably need to move. Like, I just like it, this might just be like we all have like timing in our life of like this, everything expires. Like, every job that we have expires, every relationship that we have expires like a certain point. And sometimes that's death that expires at. And like when we grow old and we end up together, or it's like something like this. And like, you might just be getting too big for your small town and like, or the small town where you're at. And so I agree with the sense of like, maybe you just need to like commute in your social time. Like, maybe you drive an hour to like go hang out in places with like and make friends in like that bigger city to like broaden that circle. Or like, this might be a sign for you that you don't see yourself settling down in this area and that you maybe like need to kind of spread your wings and try something else out. And that's also like takes time to like save up money to do that. But I also think that like sometimes, I don't think powering through dating when it's not working out for you well, like in dating apps and it gets you really discouraged. I think like there's something very underrated and beneficial about being like, it's not a season for dating for me right now. And because like, I'm just getting demoralized, like, and I'm just like, this is feeling helpless or something like that. If it's like, I know I want to get out of this town. I know I want to move. I want to find a new job. And so maybe I put dating on the back burner for a bit and then focus a little bit more on like just having fun, because I don't want to say your standards might change, but like, you know, if you want to have a hoe phase, you know, that's when you like, you drive an hour for some dick and you're like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, but there might be something there for you that you'll get to know yourself more and like know what you're interested in and who you're interested in and the kind of people that you want to date. It's hard to know that. And some people do, but it's hard to know that without dating people who you actually don't end up liking. Like, it's hard to get it right on the first try.
And then you said, I'm either the complete opposite of what guys I like would go for, or I end up being just the friend acquaintance to them. What kind of guy do you like? So you didn't really share that, because that could be cutting you off from potential suitors. But then also, like, the ones that you're saying that you are just friends with them, have you expressed that you like them? Because if you're not sharing, there might be guys. I feel like in a lot of like hetero relationship with the opposite sex, like people, sometimes they like each other, but they don't say that they do. And so if you're not expressing it, then how do you know that they don't like you and they wouldn't go for you?
Yeah.
So are you sharing that information?
I would also ask yourself, and I'm definitely projecting based on like other people we've talked to on the podcast as well, but like, I would also take a look at your friend group. So when you're saying that, like, they always like my friends more, like than me? Like, what is your friend group? Do you feel represented in your friend group? Do you feel like your friends represent who you are? Like, are you so vastly different and opposite from your friends? Because I do think that, like, if you're always the friend, if they're always more interested in your friend, that only really happens if you are like the odd one. You're the one like completely different than everybody else. Like a lot of friend groups, like people have very similar interests. There's these other things there. So I would ask yourself if you feel like that. And then if I was in a friend group where like every new guy that we met was interested in never interested in one person, or always like kind of friend zoning that one person, and then like we welcomed that person into the friend group or like kind of like started dating that, like I would hope that I would self-question as like a friend in the situation of being like, why are we doing, like it feels like a slight, in the sense that like, yes, these men, and that's not there, anyone can be into whoever they're into, but like as a friend, I think that's the friend group aspect is, and unless you're not saying anything, but if like it is well known and you've told your friends that you like these guys, and then these guys end up liking them, like do those guys end up being in your friend group? Because like I think that is far, like hella fucking against girl code. Mm-hmm. If like you like a guy and a guy kind of comes to our friend group, is not interested in you and expresses interest in someone else, like you're out. Like that's awkward. Like you're new here. Like this is like, we don't need this. So sometimes I find that like our dating experiences, like it can be the pool, it can be our mindset, or it can also be our circle and our community. And like we sometimes can, I find if we accept poor behavior from friends, we're more likely to accept poor behavior from romantic relationships, but it's hard to know. But I do think you're right. Like I, even before you said, like Melissa said, I can tell this is a small town thing, and dating apps are work and hard.
And I also wonder, on the dating apps, do you have it set to 10 years older? Do you have it set to your age plus 10 years older? Because I think that also could change your perspective.
It'll be like a double fetishization there. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm saying you should make money, but if you're going to do it, they should be older and you should be being compensated for that.
Right.
And I'd be older, like 40 plus years older, close to death. You need to get in the will. That's the whole point.
I don't even think, because she's 23, I think we need to go 50 years older.
Well, you know I can't do math. So. That doesn't mean they're in their late 80s? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we need them dusty. We need them like close to the brink.
Do you know who Shira 7 is?
Maybe.
Well,
TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok. I think she has a YouTube channel, but the clips are on TikTok. And she's all about getting you an old ass man and him paying for your life.
Yes, I know exactly who this is. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Uh-huh. Sprinkle,
this
sprinkle.
This is sprinkle, sprinkle. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. This is one of those hard questions, because like I don't doubt anything that you're saying, and there isn't really like a fix to this, because you have to just think of like, this is it's a dating pool problem. It's not a you problem. So yeah. I would say that like, depending on how your friend group reacts to this and like how this kind of goes about, it could be a friend group problem and a community pool problem. But like, this is never at any point a you problem. The only like you problem this could be is maybe not knowing yourself as much. But again, it's hard to know yourself in dating without dating. And I expand wide in that pool, get a hybrid car, like, you know, log those miles, metro. Mm-hmm. Take a bus. Like there's just bus, club, another club. And I think you're right. I would like to know where you are.
Cause even in my smallish town, I was still getting the men folk of a lighter complexion, melanin deficient.
I am deficient. I'm deficient. But yeah, I would also wonder if your friend group is predominantly white. Cause I think if this like could have been written by someone else, like that in the sense of like, if your friend group is very white and you are finding that they are kind of just welcoming this behavior and letting this happen, then I think that you've got a friend issue. You've got a friend problem. And mm-hmm. I do think if you can pinpoint where the problem is, you will actually be, all of this will change, even if it's in your small town pool, because when we accept poor behavior or we view ourselves in a certain light, we tend to welcome more of that behavior, and we miss the things that are not like this. Like it's a confirmation bias. So we then only see these other things and we miss all of the stuff. Like there will be, even in a small town, there are going to be people who you'd be interested in, who would be interested in you, but without having like being on the right radio frequency to find it, you're just going to completely miss it. Yeah. So that's a difficult thing to do like at 23. And my picker was without a doubt broken at that point. But also it's very common to not have a lot of or any sexual experiences at really any age, but specifically at this age. Like this is not uncommon at all.
No, not at all. We've had plenty of calls of people calling in about this.
Yeah.
So you got this. Don't date old men unless they're old and you want to be in their will.
And there has to be a contract. Mm-hmm. We can call it dating, but like financially, there needs to be some incentives.
Yeah. I saw this 20-something-year-old man on TikTok who met this old woman that was near death. And she asked him, she's like, I just want to enjoy my last few days in life with you. And he was like, okay. Yeah. And he did. And he got her house and a whole bunch of money. And he ended up just giving the money away.
Wow. I love heartwarming stories like
that. Me too.
Hallmark, pick that up. write that down. Well, I am hoping the best for you. And I know that it will get better and easier. And this is my telepathically to one of our listeners to write in with giving them advice.
One of our listeners.
Oh, and another one. There's two then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Neither of them. No, one of them will hear this. The other one probably won't hear it. So the rest of you who know who I'm referencing, tell them to listen. Join our Patreon. Get to know people.
Because we know them.
We know them so well. Anyways.
Let's get to the next call.
I am calling in because my best friend has been in a relationship for over 5 years now with a narcissist. And I'm going to read off what I wrote here. So my friend Sasha, I'll call her Sasha, met this guy when we were still in college. And, you know, she's really smart and beautiful and funny. And I know she can get any guy that she wants. And so when she was like mooning over this new guy being everything she wanted, she was in a very confident place and I was really happy for her. But long story short, they had a really rocky start. They were on and off for the first 2 or so years. And each time that they broke up, I comforted her and told her that she was worth more. I was also visibly frustrated whenever she went back to him. I think it's because of this that she eventually stopped coming to me as much whenever something bad happened with him. She would get like really defensive about their relationship when I would point out his red flags, saying that like because they lived together, that their relationship was more serious than the relationship that I was in, even though we'd been together, me and my partner had been together for about the same amount of time. We just didn't live together. And for a little while, we were long distance. But she would say that, you know, my relationship is not serious like hers. So like whatever he was pulling with her was normal because they lived together. It might also be worth mentioning that despite them being in a relationship for 6 years or five years, that I've only met this man like 3 times in person. And we do live in the same city. Like there's no like good excuse for me not to know more about him or know him in person. And she's met my partner several times. But fast forward to this year, she's called me a lot more. Miserable at the end of her rope. I think all of the toxic behaviors and patterns have started to come to light to her. She's starting to recognize the things that, you know, we saw back when she was first with him, things that, you know, at the time I didn't recognize as narcissistic behaviors, but became more clear.
So this call ended, we cut it out, but like this call ended with them saying that they didn't have enough time and they wanted to include more. But you didn't call back. So we're going to give you advice on like what you have said already. And then please call back and give us more. And I think it'll be kind of interesting to see like if it does, if our advice is going to line up with like the back half of this. I mean, I wonder how long you've been listening to the podcast, because like, you, with love, you did everything we said to not do. Like, absolutely everything we said to not do when your friend is dating someone who's toxic. But to be fair, we say that from, and I specifically say that from the place of like, I've been that friend who has done all of those things, and then it does not work in favor for the friendship. And like, I had to learn that the hard way. But the overarching thing, like, you have to let people make their own mistakes. And I think you're starting to recognize that and learn that. She's only going to leave that relationship when she wants to. And like, your role as a friend is like to be the apartment where she can crash on your couch. But like, the, if you have to decide if it's like too hard for your mental health to too hard to continue this friendship, if this is too draining for you, that's your one option, is you got to end the friendship because it's too much. Or the other option is like, you just have to support her in what she's, in what makes her happy. And that can sometimes feel like enabling poor behavior. But like, if someone is just demonstrating poor behavior and you don't cut them off or create boundaries, then having them in your life and as a friendship at any capacity will inadvertently enable that poor behavior. It doesn't have to be like, oh, get back together with him, he's awesome. But like, yeah. And I think like, we give that a little too much credit of being like, oh, they were all just enabling it. Like, you know, I think like, even people in horrible relationships need friends. And if you have the capacity to take that in and just kind of like wish for the best for her while maintaining the like that friendship, like, that's great. But if you can't, that's also okay. But she's not going to do what you want her to do, because you also wouldn't do what she would want you to do. Like, we're all, you have much better perspective than she does. But again, like, that's not, and I mean this with love, that's not like a round of applause to you. Like, it is just because you're not the one in it. And that would happen. It happens to everyone.
I also wonder, you seem to be her friend, but is she your friend? Because the thing she said about her being in a much more serious relationship than you is not cool. That was like, at all. And then also not seeing her partner a lot, even though she's seen your partner a lot. So y'all are like hanging out.
Like, show up. Like,
yeah. Hi. Like, y'all aren't like double, like, he's not coming to things that y'all are with your partner. Like, that's weird. I have friends of friends that I've seen them, their partners more this year than like, yeah, what you're describing. This, that's just weird. And so like, I don't know if this is like, if you two as friends are, is actually like compatible, because you're also giving her, telling her things that you shouldn't necessarily be telling her either. So what about your friendship do you like?
Yeah,
it's odd.
I a little bit, and I say this with love because I've also been there. It feels a little bit like you're trying to save her, and that kind of savior aspect of it builds resentment. Because I also don't necessarily disagree with the first part of what she said about like, when you live a relationship where you live together is more serious, and a relationship like you and your partner not living together and then also being long distance, like it is different. Like it is truly different. That doesn't mean that like, you like each other less, but like, there are different issues that arise there. But it, the way that she phrased that, especially at the end, it sounded like she wanted to hurt your feelings. But I also think that like,
she was doing.
Yeah, but I also think like, you trying to give advice, telling someone about a relationship when you live together is like, where do you have not, it kind of comes from a holier than thou space. And so I think you're right, Melissa, in the sense that like, are you really friends at this point? Or are you just, is she like a project that you're trying to save?
Yeah. So evaluate that and don't worry. Like, yeah, she may be dating. You don't even know this dude really. So
yeah, you actually can't call a narcissist yet.
So I don't think you should be calling anybody a narcissist that has,
let's say, if narcissist is diagnosed.
Yes. But like, I don't think you know him enough. And I don't think that either of you are respecting each other's relationships enough to have an opinion. Like, I don't have an opinion on what, even though I love Mott, I don't like say anything. Like,
yeah,
there's nothing for me to say. Like, what am I going to say?
And that's the thing that, like, I think we grow out of at a certain age. I don't think you said how old you were, but, like, it is a thing you grow out of. But it is hard when someone relies so heavily on their friends and telling their friends all of this stuff, because it's hard, because then the turnaround is like, then you're invested. And then they're like, why are you so invested? And it's like, you got me invested in this. And mm-hmm. so, like, it's and I don't blame you at all. Like, that's what happens when someone doesn't. You haven't gone to enough therapy and, like, processed your shit. You rely on your friends to kind of do that for you. And then you expect them to the slate to be wiped clean every day. And it doesn't work like that, especially with good friends. Good friends don't want you to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what friendship she's bringing to the table for you either.
Yeah. Cause friends are going through things. I'm not going to give my personal opinion. I'm going to ask them what they want in the relationship, and where do they see themselves in the relationship.
Yeah. And nobody who's ever dated a shitty guy thinks that everyone loves them. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you're, like, charismatic, like, narcissistic personality disorder, that kind of thing, where, like, you've fooled all of your acquaintances. But, like, you know, when you're dating a shitty guy, like, you don't need your friends to be like, hey, that was really shitty what he did. He was really shitty. You're like, bitch, I know that it's like, you're not telling me anything I don't know. And so, like, I think most of the time, the best thing you can do is just listen to people, because, like, they figure it out. It's kind of like therapy. Like, they figure it out by talking it through themselves. But what I do is, like, if afterwards they're like, what do you think? Or, like, what should I do? I just say, what kind of Megan do you want? Like, what do you, mm-hmm. what do you want? And if it's like, I want you to be happy for me, or I want you to give me tough love. Like, I want you to be, like, totally honest. I want you to tell me that I should break up with him, or I want you to tell me that this is going to get better. And even if I don't think it's going to get better, I will say that, because that's what mm-hmm. they need to hear at that point. Yep. And, like, I'll say it in a way of, like, this will always get better. Like, things are always going to get better. Things are always going to change. We're always going to have more perspective. And, like, I'm not lying, because that is true. But I'm not saying their yep. behavior will change, but it's like, you know, I really hope that they do. And, like, I think everyone is possible of growing and changing. And I think, like, if you believe that he's, like, in this and wants to better himself, I trust you. And then I believe you. And, like, I am so excited for that. Like, there's always a way that you can support your friend. But, like, you know, I even think when a couple breaks up, I think, like, save the happy dance 3 months yeah. until you can, like be excited. But if not, if it's around the holiday season, then give it 6 months. So, like, by the time, if there's a summer, if you go through a whole summer of staying single and then a whole winter, then I think, like, okay. But yeah, we should all know that we're all human and we're all going to find those comforts.
Yeah.
Because she does know her partner better than you. And that's
yeah.
a good thing and a bad thing in that sense. So, yeah.
And also, like, if he is, in fact, a narcissists can be in love too, and they can find a partner.
Yeah. That partner is called a mirror. And then they kiss it and they go, I love myself so much. I'm so great.
Or they find someone that just wants to be yeah. there.
And just yeah. adores them and mm-hmm. does and falls in line and does all that and benefits them. And, you know, all of those things. But I will say, to ease your anxiety, every friend that I have had, past and present, who has dated someone who immediately I was like, you are fucking awful, worst person ever, whether I said it to them or not, none of them are together anymore. So, like, yeah. it will end. But even when I said something, that relationship got back together. When mm-hmm. I didn't say something, they stayed together. They eventually broke up. So, like, there's nothing you can say that they don't already know and haven't already accepted that. So, like, just know that shit will work out eventually. You just have to decide what role you want to play in that and how invested you want to be and how much time you want to yeah. spend on it.
Yeah. The only time that I have intervened is when there has been physical or mental violence. And that's yeah. when I'll intervene. But other than that.
Well, that's when you psychologically have to be removed, like, in order to get out of the situation. There and yeah, but other than that, I agree. That's the only time at this point in my life, being more matured, more therapized, have learned some lessons. That's the only time I would say something unprompted and intervene and with include other people in like fully intervening and, you know, working on getting that person out of that situation or options to get out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break now.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're back, and it is time for, what is it time for, actually?
The next one.
Remember. That's time for the next call.
Next one. So right in.
Hi, Megan and Melissa. I've been listening from the beginning, and this is my first time emailing in. I'm a 22-year-old. My pronouns are she, her. Recently, during a mental breakdown, I realized that I don't have many friends anymore in my university town. This is my 5th year in this town slash university because I'm pursuing 2 degrees. All of my close friends graduated last year and moved away, all which are too far and too expensive to visit. I will graduate this May with both my degrees. This is a big accomplishment that I've worked really hard for. My problem is that since I don't have any friends here, I don't want to go to graduation, ceremony, a dinner, then a big party. The whole fun part of it is experiencing it with the friends you went through this time with. These friends all celebrated last year, but I didn't. My family would fly in for graduation, and my boyfriend would also be there, but I feel like it wouldn't be the same partying and celebrating without these friends. I also wouldn't be invited to any graduation party since I'm not friends with anyone. I have anxiety, and the idea of me being at the school graduation party without any friends makes me really anxious, and I feel like I wouldn't even enjoy it if I did go. I was thinking of going on a vacation with my boyfriend instead, but I feel like I will regret it if I don't celebrate this big accomplishment. I would love if you give me some advice. By the way, I'm a Cancer. Thanks. I genuinely think going on a vacation is the best way to celebrate this.
I do too. And that's coming from someone who, since like in my sorority, you have to, when you go in, you have to, when you pledge, you have to have a certain amount of hours. So most people, like credits that you have in school. And so most people don't pledge until they're a sophomore, but I went into school basically having credits as a sophomore. So all my friends were a year older than me. And so I still had a graduation party. Like, even though some of my friends, like, they came back for the graduation party. Like, if you invite them, they might come back. And it was mainly like for my family and friends. Like, it was fine. But like, if I had an option to go on a trip, 100% would have done that.
Yeah. I mean, I had a friend who went to college, didn't like that college, left, took a break for the remainder of that year, and then re-enrolled as a freshman at a different university. And so when she was graduating, like, it took a lot for her parents to like even convince her to like walk at graduation and do the whole thing. But like, it was like, I'll do a dinner, but like, I'm not going to do all of that stuff, because all of her friends from high school had done it the year prior. And like, she like, you know, celebrated with them and did all of that. And she doesn't regret that at all. And I will say that I'm a big believer in like living for what will make you happy right now, because I wanted to not go to my senior prom because, I mean, it's all in my book. My prom date got suspended like a couple days before, and I was like fresh off of a breakup, and it was like a mess. And everybody's like, you'll really regret not going. Just go. And I went. And I'm going to tell you right now, years down the road, I still regret fucking going. Like, I shouldn't have gone. And this doing things for like future you to be glad that you went, if you know that you're not actively going to enjoy it in the moment, you should know right after you go, like, that was a great choice. I'm really glad that I went. But like, if you need to wait like 10, 15 years to like say that, like, you know, in hindsight, it was good that I went, I just don't believe that carries any weight, because I think we just say that because we went. Like, I don't think that you're going to go on a vacation and be like, wow, I really regret not spending my graduation with these random students who I'm not friends with. Like, you can celebrate by doing your own celebration, that doesn't negate not celebrating this accomplishment. Like, that is celebrating this accomplishment. Like, I think you should have a dinner. You should have I think you should still walk at graduation. I think you should get the pictures. You should invite any of your friends. Say, like, I would really love if you could come. I feel like hella fucking weird about this. Like, please come. I would make the trip. Like, I've been to many, I dropped out of college and I've been to many of friends' graduations. I would ask them to come, and then I would have a dinner with your boyfriend, your family, and your friends. And I would like do it up, like get the little like cap and gown cupcake decor, and like tell the person at the restaurant, like, oh, we're celebrating graduation. Like, really lean into it. Like it's your birthday, like your whole mm-hmm. birthday month, where it's like, oh, it's my birthday. Every time you go to a restaurant, you say it's your birthday.
People give you presents. So
do that, and then go on vacation with your boyfriend, and then like bring your fucking cap and gown, take some cute pictures wherever you're there doing that. And like, anytime you go out to dinner, have your boyfriend say like, oh yeah, we're celebrating her graduation. So mm-hmm. like every night you're on vacation, it's a big celebration. Like, do all of that kind of thing. And like, I promise you, that is those are much bigger and like more substantial memories than partying with people you're not close to and doing things that everyone else did the year prior, because I think you need to celebrate differently, because if you celebrate the same, it will feel like you are repeating it at a lesser degree because you're not doing it side by side with your friends. But like, they can watch you do it, you watch them do it, and you celebrate differently. And it doesn't mean it means any less. But I think it's easy to compare when you're doing the same thing.
Don't do what I did, though. I had been drinking all day, and I forgot I had been drinking all day because it was in the punch and you couldn't taste it.
You walked across that stage a little sway?
No. I was sober at that point, but my graduation party. And then I went out because you might live in a college town and there's, you know, you just go to the bars around there. I've been drinking all day. I got completely blackout drunk. I don't remember anything that happened after a past point. I'm so glad that my cousin was there because he said I did not appear to be drunk because I was having full conversations with people.
You and me would have been a disaster together in college because that was also me.
And I also was just, he told me the things I was saying. I was just lying. I was like, none of this is true.
Melissa, that was me. No one would know I was drunk. And they're like, drunk words are sober thoughts. And I go, I am fully lying about everything. Like, I am not a single thing I've said is true.
Yeah. I just woke up the next day and he was explaining everything. I'm so thankful that he was with me.
Justice for cousins on this podcast. Yes.
Shout out to Brian.
Shout out, Brian.
He stopped. He listened to one episode and he said, never again. I don't need not to tell these things about you. And I was like, well, I made up lies about some of the stuff that I told you. So.
How do you know I'm not lying now?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I think graduations should be celebrated like birthdays. I think most things should be celebrated like birthdays. Like, make it a month, milk it, wear a cute outfit, love it, take pictures, like do all of that kind of stuff and have it be about you. Like, and I think actually, if you think about the win in this sense, last year, the graduation was about everybody. It was about everybody graduating. And this year, it's just about you. Like, it is just about you fucking graduating. And now you get to celebrate. Like, and this is, everyone else is also going to be able to be so happy for you because they're not also thinking about all of their own kind of stuff. Like, this is, and they know how much of an accomplishment it is and like what you get to look forward to because they did it last year. So I think like it's a different circumstance, but I think it's a positive and unique one that if this was my friend going through this, like I would be so fucking happy because I would know how hard it is to get to this point and graduate. And I don't personally know, but I would know if I did graduate college. And then also knowing that like you double majored and you stuck through for a whole fucking year while all of us were gone. And I dropped out of college. If I had friends, maybe I would have stayed in college. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it is a really important thing. And so like, they know how much of a success this is.
Yeah.
And fucking congrats. Like, that's really impressive.
And again, I can't emphasize this enough. You get presents.
What did you get for graduation presents?
I got lots of money, lots of gift cards. Some people gave me books.
Who gives you money?
I was like, because it's kind of like your next like thing in life. They're like, you're moving on, you know? And so they're giving money to, you know, buy things.
Relatives?
Yeah. But also just like my parents' friends, like that I wouldn't even like talk to, but they sent me because it was a whole thing. Like
if I could go back in time and have your family adopt me, I would. That sounds so fun.
Yeah.
That is,
I also got like a wedding registry. I got like nice like silverware and plates and things. Because they're like, now you're moving out of like your college apartment and you can have nicer things.
Damn.
My church gave me like $300.
Damn, and suddenly I'm religious. Amen. There was like, I remember I found out everyone was getting like graduation gift. Like my friend was like, oh, I'm going on a trip for my graduation, like high school graduation gift. And I was like, we get graduation gifts? And so I was like, can I have a graduation gift? And also, first of all of my friends getting graduation gifts. Bitch, of course you're going to graduate. For me, that was dicier. We should be really celebrating that I did. They were like, you can buy this thing and we'll give you like $100 to contribute towards it. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, yeah, this is what I got for graduation. Not pretending that like I didn't pay for most. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. But like, damn, college. Actually, I think I had a lot of friends who like suddenly like, I was like, oh, what car are we taking? Like, oh, my car. I'm like, you have a car? And it was like, yeah, I got it. I used the money I got for graduation. I guess that mm-hmm. makes sense now that I was like, damn, that is a lot of money if you bought a car.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have stayed in college.
I think you probably made more money leaving college than you would have gotten in gifts.
And I mean,
also no debts.
It's crystal clear that based on what I, crystal clear based on my high school graduation, I wasn't going to get any gifts. But you know, I'm saying in my, if I could fantasize about my life and I'm being reborn into your family,
yeah,
would have raked it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been like, is she going to graduate? Is she not? It would have kept people on their toes. Right,
then it wouldn't even been on a toes things because we would have got you all the things.
Oh, yeah. There you go. We would have gotten you Medicaid. And that would have helped. It's not wrong. It is not wrong. It was funny when I like this pat, like when I didn't have my, and I was trying to have a conversation with Mats about something and he was just looking at me and I was like, are you just thinking about the fact that like I went through high school and college like this? He goes, you did really well. Like you did really well for this being your default without, and just still passing. It's because I was a personality hire. That was funny. So teachers liked me.
And you're here today. So.
And that's all that fucking matters. Mm-hmm. And now I also still have college debt. Anyways, this is all we have for this episode because we accidentally pulled a call that we've already done, everyone. So that was my bad. We hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you did, you can leave us a review in the podcast app, or you can also leave a review on Spotify. Please call in for upcoming episodes and write in, and also for Don't Blame Them's. We would love to get some. I know we solicited some specific people to write in for Don't Blame Them on this episode, but please do. And for any new callers, you can ask us, you can send things about anything, and like, you know, we'll pick what we pick, but just know that like, you don't have to like make it like other calls that we've had or kind of fit into like any sort of box there. We love things that are a little bit off the wall, a little wild and crazy. And if you've been featured on a previous episode and you would like to give us an update, does not matter what episode or what season your call originally aired in, or we read your advice, send us a message. Or you can also just write up an update, or we can chat with you on video. But yeah, it's a great time. Stay tuned for the rest of the content, rest of the podcast coming out this week. We've got Barbie.
And I was going to say, also, we have a Facebook group. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group, if you were declined before, that doesn't mean that you're going to be declined forever. So just write back in and change the things that need to be changed. Because I gave explanations for a lot of people why you weren't accepted. So you can rejoin.
Yeah.
Or resubmit, I should say.
Well, we hope you enjoyed. We love giving you advice. And let us give you advice. Also, if you work for a company that does ads and like you want to sponsor, you're like, it's a holiday season, you know, who would be wonderful people for us to partner up with? Us? Send us an email.
Yeah. We can now sell our own ads, which is
exactly
great.
So you can literally shoot us an email, like, and we can figure this out. And if you've done that before, mm-hmm. and it like didn't pan out because we forwarded you along to someone else, send it again.
Yeah,
we're in the driver's seat, baby. Vroom vroom, hop on in.
All right, goodbye for real now this time.
Yeah, bye. By me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa D. Montz, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production sound and editing by Coco Lorenz.
Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
And music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter.